Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is day 26 in our audio devotional. Today, we are going to look at how the Ruach HaKodesh can be grieved. Psalm 51, 11-13. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Some words to ponder. The word cast is a Hebrew word shalach, and it means to throw, to cast in a costive form. Several different variations of meaning are associated with this verb. The basic meaning, to cast or throw, is found in Genesis 21:15. When the water from the skin was finished, she abandoned the child under one of the bushes. Again, referring to Hagar casting the child away from her. In Numbers 35:20, if anyone pushes someone maliciously or throws anything at him with deadly intent, again, it's a verb, an action to do something. It could also mean to cast away in the sense of getting rid of something that hinders, such as sin. Ezekiel 18:31, cast off from you all your transgressions that you have committed. Make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, house of Israel? Or fetters, Psalm 2:3, let's rip their chains apart and throw their robes off of us. This verb is used to describe God's rejection of someone. 2 Kings 24:20, for through the anger of Adonai it came to a point in Jerusalem and in Judah that he finally banished them from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. So again, it has both actually a positive and negative connotation. In the passive costive form, this verb means to be cast, to be thrown, or to be cast out. Usually this is used in a negative sense, as when someone was cast out of his or her burial site, or when people are cast away because of their disobedience to God. Here Jeremiah 14:16 says, also the people to whom they prophesy will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. They will have no one to bury them, their wives, their sons, or their daughters, for I will pour disaster on them. Yet it can also be used in a good sense in Psalm 22:10. Yet you brought me out of the womb, made me secure at my mother's breast. The writer says that from birth he has been cast on God. So this verb can be either positive or negative. But in the context of Psalm 51, this is David speaking and pleading with Yahweh after a sin with Bathsheba and being confronted by the prophet Nathan to not cast him away from his presence because of his sin. He cried out for Yahweh to not take away his Ruach HaKodesh from him because of his sin. If we have lost our joy, then we need to examine our lives and ask for Yahweh to restore the joy of our salvation. Repentance comes and brings restoration in our lives. Many times we lose our joy because we dwell on the negative instead of God's blessings and what he has done for us. We see in 51:12, David cries out, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. That word salvation, actually there's two Hebrew words. The first one is Yasha, and it's a masculine noun that is Strong's H 3468, means deliverance, rescue, liberty, welfare, and salvation. David uses the word salvation to describe the hope and welfare he had in the midst of strife due to his covenant with God. God saves communities as when he promised to relief to Jerusalem as well as individuals. And we see in Psalm 91, it is the word Yeshua, a feminine noun meaning salvation, deliverance, help, victory. It also means prosperity. The primary meaning is to rescue from distress or danger. It is used to signify help given by other human beings. Help or security offered by fortified walls. Delivering in the sense of preventing what would have happened if the walls were not there. Isaiah 26:1. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He appoints salvation as its walls and ramparts. It means one's welfare and safety. Job 30:15. Terrors are turned on me. They chase away my honor like the wind, and like a cloud my deliverance vanishes. It means salvation by God with reference to being rescued by Him from physical harm, and this is the connotation of Psalm 91:16. Exodus 14:13. But Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of Adonai, which He will perform for you today. You have seen the Egyptians today, but you will never see them again." And 2 Chronicles 20:17, "You will not fight in this battle. Take your position, stand and see the salvation of Adonai with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out to face Him, for Adonai is with you." So here He's saying, see the salvation, deliverance, help, and victory, prosperity. It means being rescued from the punishment due for sin. Psalm 74. "May those who say, 'Aha, aha,' be turned away because of their shame." Isaiah 33:6. "It will be your time of faithfulness, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of Adonai is His treasure." Isaiah 49:6. He says, "Is it too trifling a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved ones of Israel? So I will give you as a light for the nations, that you should be my salvation to the end of the earth." And Isaiah 52:7, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who announces shalom, who brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" That's what the gospel is. It means good news, besorah. Used in the plural sense, it signifies works of help. Psalm 44:4. "For it was not by their own sword that they took possession of the land, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you favored them." In Psalm 74:12, "Yet God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the land," and God's salvation. Psalm 116:13, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of Adonai." And here we see in this Hebrew word, Yeshua, that's what His name means. It means salvation, deliverance, help, victory, and prosperity. We do not want to walk outside God's blessings. We want to stay within the salvation provided for us. That's why David cries out, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." He knew the joy of deliverance, help, victory, and prosperity. Psalm 106:32, "They also provoked Him to wrath at the waters of Meribah, so that it went hard with Moses on their account, because they were rebellious against His spirit," or Ruach. "He spoke rashly with His lips." This is an abridgment of the history of Israel's provocation in the wilderness and the wrath of God against them for those provocations. And this abridgment is abridged by the apostle with the application to us as Talmudim in 1 Corinthians 10:5. "For these things were written for our admonition, that we sin not like them, lest we suffer like them." What was the sin? Not believing what God had told them. Not believing that the land had already been given over to them, but believing what they saw instead of what God said. Complaining 10 times, complaining against God after He blessed them time and time again. And before we get too critical of our ancestors, don't we do the same thing? Isaiah 63:10, "But they rebelled and grieved His Holy Spirit. Therefore He turned Himself to become their enemy, and He fought against them. Then His people remembered the days of old of Moses. Where is He who brought them up out of the sea with His shepherd, with the shepherds of His flock? Where is He who put His Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, in the midst of them?" God never leaves us, but we leave Him when we turn our back and we don't agree agree with his word, and we speak contrary to this word. This grieves him. That word grieve is the word asab, and it's a verb meaning to hurt, to pain, to grieve, to shape, to fashion. That's Strong's number H6087. This word has two separate meanings. The first meaning deals with physical pain, emotional pain, or some combination of physical and emotional pain. The word is used of David's inaction when Adonijah attempted to usurp the throne in 1 Kings 1:6. The second meaning generally refers to creative activity, such as God exercised when he created human bodies, or the creative activity of people. In both these instances, the word occurs in the parallel with the word asa, which means to make or to do. So yes, we can grieve God. And we don't want to grieve him. We don't want us to be separated from his presence. Again, Psalm 51:13, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. So first, we need to deal with our own sin, our own unbelief, our own rejection of God's truth. When we truly repent, he restores to us. Repentance brings restoration, the joy of our salvation. Again, we lose our joy when our mind dwells on the wrong things. Philippians 4:8, Rav Shaul encourage us, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any virtue and if there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So this is what we are to dwell on. And again, this is, God is true. He is honorable. He is just. He is pure. He is lovely. He is commendable. This is what we need to be dwelling on, so that our words do not grieve the Ruach HaKodesh. Food for thought. Have I grieved his Ruach HaKodesh by my words, actions, and thought? What are some of the ways that I grieve the Ruach in my life? Have I forgotten all of his blessings that he has done for me and have become a grumbler and a complainer instead of praising him? Have I become ungrateful and unthankful for all he has done? Alvino Mokeno, our Father, our King, in the name of our Messiah, Yeshua. Father, I ask you that you reveal to our hearts, reveal to our minds, things that have been contrary to your word that we have spoken. If we have sinned, Father, may we pray this prayer of repentance that David cried out in Psalm 51 and receive our forgiveness and salvation, Yeshua. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, and we thank you, Father, that when we truly repent, you restore to us the joy of our salvation. In Yeshua's name, amen.